Unit 1. Key text. Streetwise in London. If you squeezed 7 million people into an area of some 1,500 square kilometres, threw in some monuments and fine buildings, and added a pigeon population too large to count, you would have an approximation of London. But this great capital is much more besides. It's being able to visit a different museum or gallery every day, and taking your pick from the menus of every imaginable ethnic cuisine. It's queuing up for hours to see the crown jewels in the Tower of London, and taking a leisurely stroll in Kensington Gardens. It's a spectacular musical in one of the West End theatres, and a free show of clowns, jugglers, robotic dancers and magicians around Covent Garden Market. It's that unique London experience enjoyed by over 29 million visitors each year. When you're travelling abroad and visiting a big city like London, you'll get more out of your trip if you're streetwise. Being streetwise means you're in the know about a city. You know how to travel around cheaply and quickly without missing the sights. You know where to shop and eat without being ripped off. Guidebooks will help you get streetwise, but another way is to check out the advice available on the web. Here are some samples from a website offering tips from people who have visited London and want to share their experiences with others. Getting around.
The underground is the fastest way of getting around. It looks quite complicated at first, but it's really simple once you get the hang of it. The best value for tourists is a day pass, which gives you unlimited bus and tube travel for 24 hours. Try to avoid public transport in the rush hour if you can. Between 8 and 10 a.m., 2 million commuters pour into London to work. From 5 to 7 p.m., they're all on their way back home. By Fergie.
Be careful when crossing the street. Those funny Brits drive on the wrong side. Luckily, they've painted the curbs with messages telling you which way to look when crossing. So when you hit the edge of the sidewalk, look down first, then right, and then left. Bye, Al.
Tourist traps.
I know, everyone has to see the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Watching those guys in their funny fur hats march around the forecourt is entertaining. But it's also very crowded, and if you aren't there early enough, you won't see anything. A much better place to watch the guards changing is at Horse Guards. Less crowded and a great photo opportunity. By Big Benny.
When visiting London, seeing a musical is a must, but beware of the ticket touts. They look very professional with their ticket booths, so we bought tickets from them. However, we found to our horror when we reached the theatre that we'd paid double the box office price. We went back to the booth and only managed to get a small part of our money back. When we tried to take photos of the booth, one guy walked threateningly towards us and we took off without taking any. So be warned, it's best to buy tickets at the box office. By Molly.
Cultural tips.
People on the underground rarely talk to anyone else. They're usually reading newspapers or books. In general, Londoners won't strike up a conversation, but if you ask them a question, they're very helpful. Don't be surprised if shop assistants call you love or darling or pet. They're just being friendly, not amorous. By Sweetheart.
Remember to be polite. It's better to say thanks and please too many times than to be disliked by people that you meet. And if you decide to visit the crowded tourist spots, don't push, be patient and don't lose your temper. It won't do any good and will more than likely just ruin your day. By Cockney Rebel.
Safety.
Beware of pickpockets on the underground and in busy shopping areas. Carry your money on the inside pocket or use a money belt. Keep your bags close to you and never let them out of your sight. If that souvenir Harrods carrier bag of yours doesn't get nicked, it just might be mistaken for a bomb. By Rosie Lee.
They don't warn you to mind the gap for nothing. Watch your step when you get off the tube train, or you could end up under it. By Footloose.
fondest memory of London?
Having the traditional English breakfast of bacon and eggs, sausages, beans, fried tomatoes, mushrooms, toast and tea for the first time in my life. Who cares about cholesterol when you're on holiday? Baluigi.
Even the homeless are polite. I remember one guy sitting on the pavement in his sleeping bag and asking, "I wonder if you have any spare change, sir?" By Pedro.
Just being in London was amazing. It's one of those cities that you always hear about and see on TV, but nothing can prepare you for what it's really like. The beauty, chaos, crowds, history, pollution and tranquility, all found within this great city, create something that is uniquely London. By Dick Whittington.